It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Last week, the Trump administration announced it will create new rules as part of the Endangered Species Act. The changes would roll back certain protections that have been part of the law for decades.
Currently, the Endangered Species Act protects more than 1,600 species throughout the U.S., including some significant here in Wisconsin. Birds like whooping cranes and piping plover, pollinators like monarch butterflies and rusty-patched bumblebees, and mammals like little brown bats and American pine martens.
So what could changes to the endangered species law mean for these animals and their habitats here in Wisconsin?
Stan Temple is professor emeritus in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison and a senior fellow with the Aldo Leopold Foundation. Stan, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for inviting me.
Before we get to these changes, you, I understand, were advocating for the Endangered Species Act during its creation. What were the main conservation concerns that led to the creation of this law?
Well, in the late 1960s, I did have an opportunity to spend some time as a congressional science fellow working with Congress on what was to be a revolutionary new approach to endangered species conservation. In the late 1960s, there were two pieces of legislation addressing endangered species, and both of them were focused narrowly on protecting endangered species from being directly killed. And the new approach that the conservation community was lobbying for would go much further than just passively protecting species. It would provide a mechanism for actively managing their recovery, with the emphasis on recovery, bringing them back so they're no longer endangered. And it did that in a couple of ways that were really significant. One was the idea of management rather than just protection. And the second that was really most significant was focusing on the major cause of species becoming threatened and endangered, and that was habitat loss, and providing a mechanism as the purpose of the Endangered Species Act says in its very opening paragraph. The purpose is to provide a means whereby the ecosystems upon which endangered and threatened species depend may be conserved. So it's right there, right in the first opening words of the Endangered Species Act, that it's focused on protecting habitat that endangered species need.
So the big change here is before, the idea was there aren't many of this species, don't shoot them, in effect. And now it's there aren't many of these species because they don't have a place to live. We've got to protect and or rebuild their habitat.
Exactly. It's bring them back so they're no longer endangered rather than just sort of protecting them and waiting for the inevitable to happen.
All right. Now let's bring things up to this last week here. Now the Trump administration proposed removing the blanket rule that automatically protects wildlife when it's classified as threatened. It sounds a little technical. What would that change actually mean?
Well, that has a lot to do with the chances that a species, once it gets listed as threatened, will have a chance to recover. For many species, when they're threatened, which means they're likely to become endangered in the near future, the emphasis is on preventing them from becoming endangered. And the only way you can do that is by providing them with the same levels of protection that are afforded to species that make it into the next highest category of endangered. So what this means, essentially, if you remove all of those protections for threatened species until they get listed as endangered, it means they're one step closer to going extinct before we really do anything substantive to turn things around for them. So it is a very major change in the approach of the Endangered Species Act, which, again, is to prevent extinctions but also to encourage recoveries. If you wait until, you know, the 11th hour to do something, it's often too late.
The argument from some Republican administrations over the years has been endangered species law is great and lovely, but we're overdoing it. We're casting too wide a net, and that's limiting economic activity in many states. What do you say to that concern?
Well, once again, going back to the original intent of the Endangered Species Act, it very, very specifically excludes economic considerations from the major decisions that'll be made under the Act. So decisions about which species to list, and once they're listed, decisions about critical habitat that's required for these species to recover. And once again, you know, this was a major part of the Endangered Species Act, that these decisions, these critical decisions, are to be made on the best available scientific evidence without essentially being influenced by economic considerations. Once economic considerations have somehow been compromised by the listing or critical habitat designations, that has been the source of the sort of ongoing requests that the Endangered Species Act include economic considerations. This is a no-win. When you're up against a cost-benefit analysis, it's almost always going to lose. The endangered species is almost always going to lose.
Now, you mentioned two categories here, endangered species and threatened species, which is not as quite as bad, but at risk of becoming endangered. Under the changes you're seeing from the Trump administration, four species already in that endangered category, what, if anything, changes?
Well, two things change. The one is that the designation of critical habitat. Critical habitat is sort of ecologically defined as the habitat, the area that the species will need in order to recover. And since many endangered species have already shrunken to very small populations, usually the recovery goal will define critical habitat as including parts of the historic range from which species have been eliminated. The proposal eliminates or reduces the opportunity to use information on where the species used to be found in defining what recovery will look like. A big handicap to recovery.
And you said there are two. So there's the critical habitat and...
The critical habitat, the other is that the Endangered Species Act, of course, is administered by two federal agencies, Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service. But to do their work, they have to coordinate with many other branches of government. And they do that through a consultation process so that the jurisdictions of these other federal departments are sort of coming along and cooperating with the recovery of an endangered species. The proposed rules kind of reduce the opportunity for that to happen by sort of streamlining the process so there's not as much deliberation, which sort of makes it easier to approve of things that potentially are going to be detrimental to a species.
Talking to Stan Temple, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison, looking at proposed changes to the Endangered Species Act and what they can mean here in Wisconsin. And Stan, I want to turn things to Wisconsin. As you look around the state, what species do you worry about if these changes go into effect?
Well, one thing, before we leave the things, we should go back to last spring. Mm-hmm. When an even more serious rule change was proposed by the current administration, it would redefine harm under the Endangered Species Act as not including the alteration or destruction of a species habitat. Mm-hmm. That leads me into your question. Mm-hmm. What that means, of course, since most species are threatened by loss of habitat, especially here in Wisconsin, it means that the opportunity to use loss of habitat as a justification for their recovery gets reduced. Most of the endangered and threatened species in Wisconsin, and fortunately we don't have a lot. We're one of the states that has relatively few in comparison to states like Hawaii or California that have many times. We've got a couple of dozen species. Many of them are aquatic. And given the things we've just been talking about, their habitat is, of course, under great threat. Many of the endangered and threatened species in Wisconsin are mussels. They're these bivalves that live in our rivers. And for them, the habitat that they require is clean, fresh water. And if you do things to reduce the ability to produce that kind of fresh water for them, they're going to be in deep trouble. So that would mean cooperation between the Fish and Wildlife Service and, in this case, the Army Corps of Engineers, the Environmental Protection Agency, those types of agencies that have a lot to do with water.
So that earlier rule proposal saying harm to habitat doesn't count as harm under the Endangered Species Act, well, our starting point that was the whole point of the Endangered Species Act. Do I have that right?
That is correct. If you read the Endangered Species Act, it was the first and foremost thing that this provided as a new way to affect the recovery of endangered species. So this, if you look at the things that are being proposed, probably the least likely to ever come about is the idea of adding economic considerations to decisions, because that is very, very specifically excluded in the law. So you would have to change the law, not just an administrative rule. Probably the second least likely to ever happen is the habitat change, the change from harm no longer being habitat destruction, which I think anyone, you don't need a degree in ecology to realize if you destroy a species habitat, you're harming it.
You're an ecologist, not a lawyer, but it sounds like you are seeing things in these rules that are contrary to the words of the Endangered Species Act. Do you expect to see legal challenges, maybe even from in states like Wisconsin, if these rules ultimately go into effect?
I think you can count on it. You just don't propose such major, almost pivotal changes in the way we have been dealing with endangered species without there being legal challenges. So these are going to be discussed. They're going to be debated. There's certainly going to be court cases deciding the future of these rules. And as we just pointed out, because so many of them are in direct contradiction to the original wording of the Endangered Species Act, it's unlikely that an administrative rule change as opposed to a rewrite of the Endangered Species Act is going to allow these things to happen.
Stan, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Stan Temple, Professor Emeritus in the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison and Senior Fellow with the Aldo Leopold Foundation. He joined us in the studio today to talk about how the Trump administration's changes, proposed changes to the Endangered Species Act, could affect wildlife conservation efforts here in Wisconsin.